AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden signs 10 executive orders to set up the national response to the coronavirus pandemic.
The president's calling it a national emergency that should be treated as one, noting the pandemic's killed more Americans than World War II.
400,000. This is a wartime undertaking.
His actions are aimed at boosting vaccinations and testing, laying the groundwork for reopening schools and businesses, and mandating masks when Americans travel. At the same time, he's trying to manage expectations.
We're going to face setbacks.
Saying it will take months to turn around the mess, and the pandemic will get worse, with deaths perhaps hitting 500,000 next month. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Dr. Anthony Fauci returned to the White House briefing room today.
Be completely transparent, open, and honest. If things go wrong, not point fingers, but to correct them and to make everything we do be based on science and evidence. I mean, that was literally a conversation I had 15 minutes ago with the president.
Earlier in the day, Fauci met online with the leaders of the World Health Organization after Biden ordered the U.S. to rejoin the WHO. Biden has ordered a 60-day moratorium on drilling on federal lands. His administration is reviewing dozens of actions taken by former President Donald Trump, aiming to reverse orders that the president says harm the environment or endanger public health. Biden aims to reduce emissions from cars, trucks, and SUVs. Oil and gas operations are being scrutinized, from how companies extract the resources from the ground to the safety of the pipelines that distribute the fuels. The new president aims to transition the country to 100% renewable energy electric generation by 2035 and net zero emissions in the overall economy in less than 30 years. This is AP News. Fewer people applied for jobless benefits last week.
The Labor Department reports 900,000 people filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits, while some 5.1 million Americans continue receiving state jobless aid. Both numbers are lower than the previous week, but are at historically high levels, as more workers lose jobs in large part as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Once vaccines become more widely distributed, economists do expect growth to accelerate in the second half of the year as Americans unleash pent-up demand for travel, dining out, and visiting movie theaters and other entertainment venues. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A federal judge in Seattle says Amazon does not have to immediately restore web service to Parler. District Judge Barbara Rothstein says she's not dismissing Parler's claims. Amazon kicked the app off of its web hosting service 10 days ago as a last resort to block it from harboring violent plans to disrupt the presidential transition. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.